Cooge.
Pick up, I know you're screening for
Ice Hawk.
Hey.
So, coffee shop?
No, I can't. She knows I go there. It's not secure. Hey, I got another call coming in. I gotta let the machine get it. Bye.
Believe it or not, Ice Hawk is at home. Where could he be? Perhaps he is rigging or fixing a pole. I guess we'll see. Please leave a message after the beep. Yeah. Cooge.
Are you there? I hate that stupid message. I know you're avoiding me. I'm at the office. Please call me. I've got to talk to you.
Hi,
Ice Hawk.
Oh, I guess you're not at home. I probably should have tried you at the office. Anyway, good to hear from you. Really looking forward to the ball.
Yes. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. Banana phone. It grows in bunches.
One, two, three. Welcome to this goddamn podcast. It doesn't have a name. This is going to be a shitty podcast, and I have four hosts with me. First off, it's the guy who invented the blowjob, Ermine. Say hello.
Ugh. What?
That's what you get. You were the first one, anyway.
Yahoo!
Second guy is the guy who created AIDS, Krasty.
I did not create AIDS. Yes, I was a co-conspirator of it.
Yeah, it's a lot of sex with many guys in Africa. It's okay. You like.
Dude,
you like
the dude, get it right. It was monkeys.
Monkeys. Oh, that is just racist. That's so racist. And then we got a guy who's not even on the podcast, realistically. Wiggs. Say hi, Wiggs.
Hey, yo!
Nice.
Didn't Menji come before Wiggs?
I was going randomly. I have ADD, dude. And Menji, are you... on?
Wait, way to spoil the last host.
I did that.
Everyone else had the build up, and you're like, oh, don't forget about Menji. Oh, shit.
I did that on purpose because Menji was supposed to be fourth.
Menji's not even on. Menji.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not even on.
Menji or the egg.
All right. Well, I don't even know where to go over here. Son of a bitch. How does Ice Hawk do it? I know how he does it. He talks about User of the Year. Speaking of User of the Year, does anyone care? Let me know.
Nope, not anymore.
I cared when I was in it.
Ermine, do you care about User of the Year?
I want Neon to win.
That's cool, but do you really care about it?
No.
Yeah.
Do you see what I did? I voted 2-2-2-2-2 in the first day.
It's amazing.
Because you're a dick.
That was so great. I'm so happy you did that.
Yeah, you're real original.
Wiggs wasn't happy.
Wiggs?
I was happy that he couldn't do it on the other days. I was like, yeah.
Why would you be happy about that?
Because it makes you gotta vote real. Be a man.
Be a man.
No, even
be a man. How was everyone's Memorial Day weekend? Everyone have fun?
Today's Memorial Day?
Today is, yes.
Oh, shit.
Oops.
I went to, like, a barbecue. It was alright.
Oh, yeah? Sounds like
just neighborhood.
Nice.
I went and got bubble tea.
Tom?
What's up, Tom?
Howdy.
My life is a lie. Your name isn't even really Tom.
It's true.
Your name's fucking Charles.
But we're calling him Tom.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go kill myself now.
Should.
Hey, that's fucked up. Don't say that.
Let me ask you a question, Tom.
Okay.
What can you bring to this podcast?
Oh.
Wind, apparently.
I didn't tell him, guys.
I'll bring anything you want and more.
So, like,
I could bring
two dildos?
I could bring long, awkward pauses.
Well, we're all good at that right now.
Oh, dang it.
We're full of that.
We need something new, Tom.
Can you bring hookers and blow?
We're recording?
Right.
Yeah. Yes, we're recording.
You're going to be You're gonna be massive Smile. E-pop for you, Tom.
You're a surprise guest appearance, Tom.
Tom, you're going to be E-pop. Next User of the Year.
Awesome.
I am.
How does that make you feel?
No more 10th place for me. It's time to step it up.
It's time to step it up for Tom.
Going to destroy you all.
Is it just me, or am I the only one that's not paying attention to User of the Year? Like, after I got eliminated, I just stopped caring.
I voted once in the last round, but only because I wanted to make sure that Icon didn't advance. Because I only care about the fantasy User of the Year now.
I think I did that too. I voted Anri.
Anri?
And Team Ingamer needs to win.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
It's all over for Team Wiggs.
I gave Andrew a super parcel, and there was very many points inside. Very many.
All I know is that I'm the number one most disappointing user on that chart. I guarantee it. I was down 80 spots. I was, drafted 40th, and I busted, 120th. That's pretty shitty.
Oh, yeah. Were you on that disappointing thing?
I'm not even up yet, and I already know.
Oh, no. That's good. Poor Cooge.
That is my title. I am your host, Cooge, the number one
most disappointing user of ever.
Most disappointing user. Cooge, podcast. Oh, God.
Podcast loser.
Podcast loser, Cooge.
Yes. Winners and losers, my life. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, our winners and losers section can just be you, Cooge. Except it won't be winners and losers. It'll just be losers.
It is. It's all good.
Yeah.
Tom doesn't even know who he's talking to right now.
Exactly.
I really don't.
We've been saying Cooge the whole time. That's Joey.
Well, yes. I figured that one out.
Yeah.
I always thought it was Cooge.
I've been on the board for 6 years, and people still don't know how to pronounce my name.
I think it's kind of like MFAQs, you know? I mean, I'm sorry you don't know how to pronounce your own name.
I like saying Cuge, so it's almost like that.
Like yelp.
Like the letter Q.
Yeah.
That's a Jew.
Rhymes with Splooge, you know?
Q-Jew.
I just call him Splooge.
Yep, I like that better.
Works.
Moving on,
I voted, I gave Neon Parcels so he could beat Wiggs.
Ermine, Ermine. This isn't the Serious Business Podcast. We're not talking about fucking users.
I know, but I have to own Wigs.
15 minutes. Half is just going to be edited out.
Just edit out every part that doesn't have us talking and just have just you talking.
Every time...
it'll be Serious Business minus host.
Every time someone says User of the Year, replace it with the phrase, like, Happy Bunnies or something. Happy
oh, sweet. I like
I'm
that
I'm
going to
do that.
Yes.
That's part that edited out, but I'm going to do that. Happy Bunnies, Happy...
I like
Happy.
Own you all, Happy Bunnies.
Meant you with the very profound statement.
All right, guys, let's play a little game.
I like games.
Do they involve pantslessness?
They involve sticks.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Are you still wearing pants?
Hey, they can come off in a second. They're ripped
off. They should already be off.
They're on as a safety precaution right now, but they're ready.
Cooge has his dick stuck in the computer, so I don't know what you got to be safe about.
All right.
That's how I work.
All right, there you go.
Nice.
That sounded a little disturbing. Thanks, Wiggs.
Oh, yeah.
And
you couldn't even give me a response.
I really don't need to hear Wiggs in the background just going, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Heather Graham. Well.
Would you rather Tom do it?
Heather Graham.
Maybe.
Tom, you're on the spot.
Yeah.
Can we call it
See, that was better than Wiggs.
God. All right, let's play a game. Let's do it.
I forgot the game.
Okay.
The game.
Game time.
Lost the game.
Speaking of games, ask Wiggs about the lacrosse championship today.
Oh, yeah, he was into that, wasn't he?
I watched it. It was a great game.
The long stick goal was pretty fucking crazy because it's a defender, basically.
It's yeah.
Oh, what? Shit. I have to check to win the hockey game tonight.
At least we lost.
Ah, fuck! Chicago won. Fuck!
I quickly forgot. 48.
Fuck!
There's about lacrosse and hockey. Shit. No.
At this is what separates us from Serious Business. Damn it.
Goddamn.
We don't give a fuck.
It's true.
All right. So about that game.
It's just gonna be the running thing where we don't even play a game the whole time. We'll keep on saying, "Let's play that game."
Whole thing right there.
I like the same thing.
You all were fooled. God damn it. I'm gonna hate this show so much.
No, you're gonna love it.
I am gonna love it. Like,
I can't wait to hear the playback. Personally,
like, you're gonna love it like that 8-year-old kid.
Whoa! I just said that he was gonna dance. Fuck! Seriously.
It's too late, bro.
My son.
Oh God.
We got some sick motherfuckers in here.
That's even worse, Cooge.
Too much.
I'm trying to break that line of normal and fucked up, and I'm trying to cross it.
You broke that line when you decided this would be a good idea.
It was. It's like, in my mind, it was a brilliant idea. In reality, I was drunk at the time.
Aren't you drunk all the time?
I love Tom's just little random giggles that appear out of nowhere. He's just like,
hey, you know, you want me to bring something to this podcast?
You've definitely giggles. Brought those random giggles.
Giggling.
Got you covered.
It's cool, though. No matter how bad this podcast is, I actually have a Sir Ryan Lionheart interview. So I interviewed him. And he's not on, but it's an interview. I contacted him on his private board. He was down. Talked.
You recorded that. Are you going to play that for us?
No. It's going to be on the show. It's going to be it's like a 3-minute interview. That's it.
Oh, so then we have to wait until next week to comment on it?
Yeah, or just wait like or wait 8 hours after the editing and you're good.
Yeah, but I meant to comment on it like on another live podcast.
Yeah,
exactly. Or like days. Yeah, fuck you guys.
So that pretty much means it has nothing to do with this podcast.
Exactly.
Nope, not at all.
That's what I call a build-up. So when people actually, you know, open the topic, they're like, oh,
anyways, how about that game?
It's going to be, and they'll be like, oh, shit. Sir Ron Lionheart's in it? They're going to have to actually watch it. It's going to be midway in the podcast, or not. So, editing for the win.
Oh, turning back to this podcast.
I'll rope your dope. The random laughter in the background kills me.
It's always Tom.
Holy shit.
I can just see Menji face palming right now, just like
he hasn't even talked for like
No, I know, that's why I think he's just being silent, like wishing he wasn't here.
Like Menji, I just don't want to be on the record that like I was on the show.
It's too late, bro. You're screwed.
Hey Menji, remember the time you like made fun of that blind chick? Good times.
Yeah, good times. Good time.
How'd that work out?
Not too well.
Hey, Minji, remember that time you lost to a women's team in basketball?
I do.
Hey, Minji, can you post those pictures of that blind girl? It's not like she can see it.
Dude, Minji, you gotta be proud. You won a boardie for that. Hold your head up.
That was your highlight right there.
Hey, Menji, do you think I could beat you in a competition of who talks more in this podcast?
Probably.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to be trying very hard.
I love you, Menji. You're still one of my favorite users. I don't know why you don't want to talk.
Okay, I'm just waiting for the game.
Yeah, me too.
About that game.
I'm hyped. Yeah. I'm hyped on this game idea.
I'm so excited to play game.
I'm excited.
That sounded pretty gay.
So totally excited.
I'm excited. Wigs, we're excited.
Best game ever, guys.
So excited.
All excited.
Hi, guys.
Okay, honey, I'm legitimately scared now.
For the game?
No,
the game.
Of these fucks.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't me, it was Tom.
It was all of you.
Oh, yeah, honey.
I'm pretty sure Menji wasn't participating in that little fest that we had there.
That little cock fest?
Yeah.
That cock fest that we had.
Okay, guys, let's play a game. It's called Would You Do Menji? Would you?
Yes.
Yes?
How is that a game? That's a question.
It's a game. You'll see where it goes.
Because the winner actually gets to do Minji? Is that the game?
Well, the game is... Well, the twist of the game is, would you do him, and then on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard would you fuck him?
10, 15, 30, 90, 100.
Those are all questions. 20 questions with Minji.
Well, it's a trick question, because everyone wants to fuck Minji.
We take the average and see how high it is.
Then we have to get rid of the outliers, though.
Yeah.
Wigs.
Oh, I'm always an outlier, baby. Oh, yeah, that's the question. 2000, yes, and 2000.
What?
That's my final answer.
Are you high?
These jelly beans are really good.
See, aren't you happy we invited Wiggs on?
I was just going to say, why do you invite him?
Wiggs fills in all the blanks that we needed.
Oh, yeah.
Wiggs brings the pizzazz that this show needs.
Yeah.
Mike Piazza, he was great.
Yeah, because everyone hates Wiggs on Serious Biz, and then when he comes here, we're all like, Wiggs, you're the best.
He is the best, man.
Because everyone on Serious Business is too fucking uptight.
They are. They worry too
much. No, Neon's really not. Sure. Neon's the best.
Neon's not, but Icehawk's too worried about being
cool. He's too worried about train
wrecks. Icehawk. Serious Business is all about user of the year. It's just the top 10 people on...
It started off awesome.
Discussing how great they are, and everyone gets to listen, so it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, they're all going to do well if you're on every week, regardless. Like, Rusty had his nice little run because he had brain surgery, and if he died, he would have won based on death.
He would have got the sympathy vote.
Yeah, he would have. He would have won.
Not that I don't like Rusty.
I'd rather live than win user of the year, just saying.
Silver, not Silver Surfer.
I am not the Silver Surfer. I'm most certainly not. Oh, that makes me think of that NES Silver Surfer.
Oh, God, that game. I played it one time. It's terrible.
Me and my friend had a competition who could beat one of the levels first. It took us quite a while.
Yeah, I think, granted, I was like 5, but I think I got like past maybe the first 2 enemies. That was about it.
Oh, I can't say that.
I was in the 10-15 club.
That's amazing.
So how about that game?
Oh, yeah.
How about that game?
I thought we played it. The Menji 2000 game. Yeah,
that wasn't a game.
The game is over under 6.5 inches of Menji's cock. Yes.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What? How much over, can you fit in your mouth?
Until this guy talks, I'm going to keep on using a Menji game. He's going to leave. I'm sorry, Menji.
So, you know what? I'm going to be surprised if we have anybody even listening to this point.
Oh, don't worry. Editing is going to be great. It's going to be like, it's pretty much going to be like, I'm going to have Will Smith in it.
Now, what's up, baby? Hey, look, if you want to go out tonight, baby, it cannot happen. I feel like I tried to snatch a cheeseburger from George Foreman.
We should just say hi to like the three people that are still probably listening up to this point.
Yes. Hello, Ice Hawk, for pretty much laughing at everything I'm saying. Ermine just laughed. It's amazing.
What's up, Endgamer?
Endgamer, yeah.
That's weird, man. He's like, he has so many stats. Like, I don't know what.
Endgamer's cool though.
Oh, I love stats.
Stats are the best.
Wiggs is a stat whore. So is Tom.
Yep.
I just don't care enough. That's my problem. That's why I'll never win any board 8 contest ever.
Oh, like summer contest, you mean, and stuff like character contest.
Any contest, I never pay attention to shit.
Hey, speaking of.
You're
stupid
the lightweight champion.
No, all I do is just I copy like the last champion's tournament bracket, and when they post in the guru topic, and I just copy it each one. So I was like, nice. Tied with the Falcon, something like that, who won last year. For like that's why I made the top 50 this year. After like
not 10 bad.
I just copied his bracket, and I was nice. In the top 50 for like 10 days, and I pretty much was the happiest little boy ever.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah.
I don't even know anymore.
Let's talk about the game. You know what? Fuck this game. Fuck this podcast. You guys want to hear the Sir Ron interview?
No. I want to play the game.
You guys want to play the game?
Let's play the game.
Let's play the game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look. See? Minji even wants to play the game.
Oh, you want to play Minji?
I do. Oh, shit.
Yo, it's on. It's Minji time.
Let's play the game called Would You Bone. Let's start. Would you bone me?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know if Absolutely. Wiggs is going to say no to anybody on this list.
Okay, how about this? Would you bone Nintendo girl?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We probably should have invited a gay person on just for...
I tried to get Lysol, but... Lysol. But he wouldn't. His voice was shot. So, it's probably like...
Probably sucking too much dick.
Yeah. Really, really sore, so... So thanks a lot, Minji.
Wait, what did I do?
Sorry, guys.
Ermine,
you missed us. Shit.
I disconnected.
Oh, Ermine, you missed the game, bro. We already played it.
No.
What'd you do?
Yep.
Oh,
what was the game?
How hard would you beat Ermine at something?
Yeah.
At something.
The game was which animals would you fuck, and you totally missed out. Because I know you have, like, probably 500-page long list.
I'm going to go down the list of all the board eaters that are declared on the wiki who are female. Would you nail Ale? Allie?
No.
Nah.
You know the
No.
No?
No.
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 I've seen that picture.
She's like a 35-year-old witch, though. I mean, she's got, like, the factor.
Pew, pew.
I bet she'd be pretty wild, personally.
I bet you if you perform bad, she'll, like, ban you from, like, board eight or,
No, but think about it. You know she likes to be in charge, so she probably got, like, handcuffs and whips and shit.
She's like a witch, though, so she's probably all doing that foreplay, and she's going to be, like, a dominatrix something, like, I don't know. She'd be really freaky.
She's still got to be hot, even if she's a dominatrix.
Yeah, it's true.
The safe word is pancakes.
Waffles.
I love pancakes.
Waffles are better.
Awesome.
Hell yeah, waffles are better.
I like
waffles,
Wiggs. Too.
Get that shit straight.
I like the Belgian waffles. Those are so good.
I mean, how can you ask me to decide between pancakes and waffles? They're just both so quality.
Well, you could fail and pick French toast.
Whoa.
Oh, it's true. French toast does suck. Toast. Loser of the week.
We probably could pick a user of the week. I should check the board. I haven't looked at it at all.
Let's find it. Anagram. You know, that's a safe bet.
You can usually go with him on anything.
Shitty user. I can't stand him.
I like, first page, I see a topic. I'm just like, I don't want to go in there.
No.
I don't want to ruin my day.
No reason.
We haven't had an Urchu show update in quite a bit.
I'm just Urchu.
He's working on it, though, isn't he?
He says 20 topics, but I haven't seen a video like what he looks like. I haven't seen anything. Like, he took it down before I saw it.
Hey, let's pick Dark X.
Dark X. Oh, he wanted to be on the podcast. I have nothing against
him. Are you serious?
Is he like, why hate him? I have no reason why people hate him.
Well, if you wanted this to fail even more, you totally could have had him on.
You put Dark X and C-Tez on, and we're set.
C-Tez, oh my god.
Yes.
No, you should have had
him. I like C-Tez. Oh my god.
I like him too, but
that never...
was a horrible podcast.
And I didn't listen to that one.
You weren't missing anything.
Dude, I haven't listened to a podcast since the live one that we had. Not the last one, but the one before that.
So you mean you only listen to the ones that you're in?
Pretty much.
I don't even listen to all the ones I'm in. Like, I guest hosted Serious Business one time, and I never actually went back and listened to it.
I listened to it.
I just stopped airing.
You're pretty funny then, Tom,
I listened to it just in case I hear my name on the podcast.
I get mentioned every week for some reason or another. I don't even know why anymore.
Crazy your mind.
Sometimes I get mentioned for Loser of the Week. Sometimes it's just out of nowhere. Like, it does not even have to do with me. It's like something about Ermine. I'm
probably
like,
because it's the existence of Ermine. You gotta realize you're pretty much like, I don't know. If you were fat, you'd be like the JP, the new JP, I guess.
Oh God.
What?
Oh, we love Ermine.
But that's the thing. He's skinny and he loves animals.
I know. Wait. I just realized who our Loser of the Week can be.
Is it me?
It can be Chris. No, it's Chris.
What did he do this time?
Because of his total meltdown after
9/11.
What? No.
Yeah, but Chris is my bro now. I can't do that.
Because apparently he I don't know. He flipped out on people in the chat room, and then he went and was a little bitch in Mafia, and we're not exactly sure why. And then he put up his little topic about how he's not gonna be on the board anymore and how he's leaving. And
wait, yeah, but he came back.
This is Sir Chris, right?
Yes, Sir Chris.
Okay. Wow. All I know is he posted my poker topics, and that's all I know. He posts like once every day.
Yeah, he plays poker quite a bit too.
Yeah, it's not a poker podcast. Even I know my gimmick sucks, so fuck that.
Yeah, I know how much you want this to be a poker podcast, Cooge.
This is not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not gonna happen.
Well,
poker not podcast that would probably last no joke like 10 minutes.
I only have
I
only have 3 people who post on that topic besides me, so I know my audience. Anyway.
Oops.
That game.
Yeah, that game. Hey, I thought you guys played that game.
Oobs.
We talked about how we would all love to bone what's her face? Ale. She was a witch in MILF.
Oh, the witch, yeah.
I thought we decided we weren't going to.
Oh, what?
No, I think it was like 50-50. Cooge wanted to really bang her really hard there.
Yeah. He'd be more hate bug anything. Like she's the one that my main got banned, my original Cooge account, like 5-4 years ago. She was the reason why.
What
you
a bitch.
Stalking her?
No. I made a topic about her that had a lot of bad stuff and that she banned.
So you're stalking?
No.
No, he called her out and she was like,
I pretty much got banned.
She was like, well, fuck that.
She banned all my alt accounts too at the time, and that's why I was gone for a year.
Damn.
Yeah. She was
now you're back.
Not happy.
What was the name of that mod who was also a girl who was like ex that I had to fight with?
It is
Oh yeah, it was like Tessa.
Tessa.
Oh.
Would you bang?
That was fun.
Is that who that chick is?
Yeah, there's a picture right here. Pink.
Yeah, she was kind of hot.
Yeah. I think you're kind of goofy looking, but she's a female.
Yeah.
She's moderately hot.
I would show her in public, but not to all my friends. So pretty much she's like 5.5.
Oh, yeah. there's a trap right there.
What?
Hey, would you guys make your chance?
Oh. She's on the female list that I gave you.
I know.
How about
freaking Tom?
How about Callie 101?
Did she have a picture?
Oh yeah, no. So he looked in the photo.
Dude, back in the day, like all the way back in the day, I actually had a legit crush on Callie.
Are you serious?
She was actually pretty cute.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't. Back in the day, I didn't exist.
This is a long time ago. This is like book club days, like 2004.
I thought you guys could elaborate, but I guess not. Okay.
Are you just jumping all over the list? Because Ale to,
one of
to Tessa, and then you went to
Okay, fine. I'll go up now. Callie Gottsborg. How about her?
Gottsborg.
Do you have a picture?
She's on the
level. She's really skinny.
No, then why didn't you give me a link?
Break her in half?
Because we were hoping you weren't a lazy piece of shit.
God damn it. Give me a second.
Here. There you go.
No, I got this. Fuck off.
Really?
She's really skinny. I don't know.
She looks like Peter Parker.
I feel like I might break her in half.
I have.
Oh, you just gave me the whole photo album.
Yeah, now look at Gottsborg because her picture doesn't show up in her wiki.
Oh yeah, I got. Oh.
So would you, God's
so what's our consensus?
I would do her
I would.
Hard. Just kidding. I would do many bad things to her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I would marry her, but Gordon Freeman beat me to the punch, and they can't be Gordon Freeman.
It helps that she's a good user, too.
Yeah, she's actually my favorite user, one of my favorite users, and I would marry her if I could.
I don't know. Some people don't like her because of, like, how quick she comes to defend people.
Yeah.
Apparently that bothers.
I guess. But she's
it bothers them because they don't want to know that they're wrong. Because almost every single time I've seen Godsport come in and defend somebody, it's been legit. And everyone's just like, don't do that. And they're just pissed because they know that they're wrong.
Godsport is, she's literally the voice of reason. She doesn't, I don't know.
She's the mom. She's the mom on the board.
She doesn't have typical board at humor. Like, if you made a topic saying, I hate when people say suck it a lot. Like, you have 10 users say suck it. And Godsport would be like, go fuck yourself or something like that. Like, she'll say something completely random that's not typical. Which is...
Well, she gives, like, the trolls and stuff a chance, you know, which is even fair to say that, I guess.
I like to take EC's route of trolls and just, like, bash the hell out of them. Just, like, tell them they suck pretty much. And...
Dude, EC is awesome.
He is.
Fuck yeah, EC. Another book clubber. An awesome guy.
He is.
He's pretty sweet. I just like him because he's funny as shit.
He's so... doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't.
How about EC?
Plus 10 EC.
Huh?
Plus 10 EC.
Plus, you guys are talking about user of the year shit.
Mean happy bunnies.
Happy bunnies.
Alright, let's move up. Let's move up the list. Gamer Panda.
Pass.
Huh? Oh, gamer. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Pass.
Never mind.
Pass.
Menji.
No.
No.
Tom?
Very classic.
Why did everyone just pass?
Because we wanted you to say no.
Then what is this picture?
It's his animal photos.
It's not. One of my friends just linked me to like 100 funny animals or something, and I thought it was...
Ermine, we don't need to know that you're jacking off to animal pictures. God damn it.
He's got a cowboy hat on.
Nice.
He does have a cowboy hat. It's pretty awesome.
Remember Loki and Jessa?
Yeah, when Jessa's...
Oh, I miss Loki and Jessa. They were cool.
They were cool.
Yeah. I don't remember Jessa.
They went back together.
I remember Loki.
I thought they got married.
They like broke up 5 times and got back together, all of them, or something like that.
Grassy, don't click on that link. Don't click on it, Grassy.
What the fuck are we talking about?
We're talking about the next person, end girl.
Boobs, Ozzy.
Ass.
I thought we already talked about her.
No, we talked about that off the podcast. Yeah, exactly. That's why I want to start talking shit.
Off podcast? What are you talking about, Meta?
Run. Goddamn.
Yes, hey. I would. I would rail that shit.
Yeah.
End girl?
Yes.
Have you seen the picture of Ron Wiki? Like, she fakes her cleavage. Completely.
I would NL her all night long.
I'm a boob guy. It's just like, small boobs turn me off. That's it.
Hey, no, I got one for you. Would you guys hit this? Check that link out.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Why?
See, you ruined my day.
Why, Ermine?
That was me.
That was me.
It's still your fault somehow.
I didn't do it.
Wait, who is this?
I'll save it. Just a second. I'll post an
that
animal
is
picture.
That's Repus Yorsted. Or Yortsed.
Repus? That's a creepy looking name and a creepy looking guy.
Dude, it means super. It's super destroy, you know?
You have to click
on
the link.
Hey guys, I got a joke for you. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Peach.
Pichu.
Haha, you said Pichu.
Oh my god.
It's not funny, guys. Stop laughing.
No, what?
What are we like? Great?
You guys do realize by laughing at that joke that really hurts.
It's my top quality joke.
This is like everyone laughing at this joke right now.
That was great. Top tier joke right there. Top tier.
Hardy har har, good one. That's it. Okay, that was.
Hardy har har.
Moving down the list. Nah, fuck this game. It's done. No worries. Fuck this game.
What was the game? We haven't been playing a game yet.
Yeah, the game is.
The game was the game was whether or not you would hit specific girls from the board.
It's not a game, though. That's ask questions.
You know, and then we make fun of them and how they look and what's wrong with them.
games need to have winners. How do you win?
Simple. You win by...
You win by...
I won. Girls. I won. I've decided that I've won.
Yeah, Krusty has the best nipple out of everyone here, so he wins.
So suck it, failures.
I'm not going to suck
it. I don't want to suck it.
Suck it long and shuck it hard.
God.
Was that like a Sean Connery impression? That blue complete ass?
That was so shuck funny.
Shuck it, Trebek.
That was a Gary Coleman impression that was spot on.
Hey, okay, too soon, too soon, too
what
soon.
What the...
Awkward.
No, not. Swish.
Kobe.
If you had a good school or a bad school.
And you buy them. Like,
my school's the best. That makes me awesome.
Go Lakers.
Fuck the Lakers.
And
they
you
suck.
Buy them.
I'm a Cavs fan. I love Shaquille. Oh, okay. I love Shaquille O'Neal. It's my idol.
Wait, you sound like you're going to attack something.
Me?
And you buy like them.
You sound like you're taking a shit.
Oh maybe, man,
maybe he's trying to squeeze out an Andrew Bynum.
So good,
so good. Oh,
so good.
Oh yeah,
guys, oh, stop.
Yeah.
So what's next?
Yes, the what's game. Next on our agenda?
Oh yeah, there's. Are we still playing the game? Do you want to play the game? You just want to bash random music?
Let's play a new game.
Okay, let's play a new game called I'm going to check board 8 and look at the first name, first user I see, and you give an opinion about him. Ready?
Sure.
Okay.
Am I on
okay. No one we ever heard of.
Very top.
This is user choose 'em section.
This is user brawl, opinion brawl, whatever it's called.
This is
like
bash. This
better.
Is the bash the user
bash,
section.
Bash the user. I can't even speak that correctly.
Whack them all. Wacky user.
First user.
Oh, fuck
is
you.
Called Snoop
awesome.
Yahoo.
Oh, he's the best user ever.
Really?
He's like he should be the user of the year next year. He's great.
Is it?
Snoop Yahoo.
Snoop Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Snoop Yahoo.
SNOOP.
It reminds me of Snoopy, so that's pretty A+. Plus.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, and then, to be ironic, Red posts the next post right after that. Oops.
I get it because you're talking about Eevee and it's a dog, and Red posted it right after.
Thank you. That was what I was implying.
Ha, I get it.
No one else got it, though.
Wow.
Cooge, it went right over your head.
I wasn't paying attention.
I know you weren't.
You need to realize I'm not paying attention to like half the shit. I'm like all over the place. Next user. Quickly. Cool Cly.
Stop
don't
choosing
care.
Bad users.
Good, bad. Who?
Who?
Don't care.
Too much who.
Who? Exactly.
Who?
Sorry, Cool Cly.
Ironically, his topic's Doctor Who. Oops.
Sounds familiar, but.
Oh.
See, I've
okay.
done it twice now. Clever, Ermine.
Okay.
Clever, Ermine.
I'm sorry, Cool Cly, for listening. We don't care about you.
Okay,
we love you. Vote for us in user 08.
All right.
Yeah.
User of the year 2011, actually.
Mia Wright. That's Dark X. Isn't
that's Dark X.
That's Dark X. He'd go fuck himself.
I still don't know why do you guys hate him. Why is he so hated?
I have a reason.
What?
He trolls me hard.
I got suspended for making fun of his anime and how bad it sucks.
Does he make any topics that are worthwhile?
No.
No?
Okay, then how the hell...
If you want to hear something funny about Dark X, listen to episode 8 of the Serious Business podcast. I really don't want to plug them right now, but you know.
You know, the show is based off the fact that I was never on Serious podcast.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, listen to that and listen to Ice Hawk just go off about how Dark X is a little bitch, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, because he tried to like make Ice Hawk apologize to him on AIM or something, right?
I don't know. It's been a while.
I think that's what he tried. He's like, apologize to me.
But Ice Hawk just goes off on him, and I had to hold back laughter the entire time I was recording.
That was a good... Oh, you were you... that was when you were still co-hosting, right?
That was when... Yeah. Shut up.
Dark time.
No wonder you're doing the percentages now on this topic. What?
Bad subject.
Awkward.
Okay, next user I find... Lord Embok, isn't that Lady Ash?
That's Ash. Yeah.
It is.
Fuck Ash.
Ash is actually pretty cool. I like
I
used to
like
hate
Ash.
Him, but then like I got to talking to him a bit more. He's a fun guy, I know.
Every time
I don't really have an opinion on him.
No opinion.
It's an acquired taste, but
not really.
He really is.
Like every time he goes away for a while, like I'm like, okay, I'll give him a second chance. And then the first post I see is like something idiotic, and it's like a flame. I'm like, wow, that was completely uncalled for. What the fuck? Like, you're a big douche. It's always been like that. He's never been able to win me over one time. Not once.
Well,
that's my opinion.
He acts like a douche for sure, but I think it's kind of like his thing, you know? It's like it's how I kind of like some of the trolls because they're funny.
Well,
mean.
Like Smart Muffin, I hate it.
Some of the trolls are good. Some of them aren't.
Some of them are. Some of them are just like, why the fuck are you even here?
Like,
yeah.
Smart Muffin, I hated him for a while, but then like after a while, he's okay. But Lady Ash, it's never been the case. Ulti, same way with Ulti. I hated him for like a year and a half, and then now he's cool. So
Smart Muffin's a little different. Like, I had to get used to him because I just thought he was a tool who sucked up to Cess at every given chance. And then
yeah, I completely agree.
I stopped caring about all that and just kind of avoided him. And then I started reading some of the stuff he would troll on and was like, ha, dumbass.
Yeah, it took a while for him to grow on me as well.
He's an acquired.
Yeah.
He couldn't stand him at the beginning.
All right, this is a great section I'm doing. Herrick.
It is. Herrick. Now you got to go K-R-C-H. Next user.
C-H. Herrick.
Wait, who?
Herrick?
No opinion.
Herrick?
Yeah.
Oh, Herrick? Right.
Herrick.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, isn't he like that?
Never I've seen him post. Like, pretty much like.
Carnies.
Who is it?
H-A-R-I-C-H.
Herrick. Herrick.
Oh.
Herrick.
From what I've seen, he's a pretty good guy.
He's trying to beat the
Carnies. There's nothing to. It's not like you can just say, oh, I hate this guy because he doesn't do anything bad.
Yeah,
he's kind of just there for now.
Yeah.
He seems to get a lot of hate, though, from, like, people who are...
Really?
Well, I don't know. I've seen it a few times from, like, some of the people who think they're the, like, elite users on the board.
Well, yeah, but those people don't count.
That's pretty much, like, the top 10 people in User of the Year. They don't count. So.
No, because...
Wigs' like, opinions count, though, right, Wigs?
I know.
What? I'm too busy playing with balls. What?
Okay, never mind. You don't count.
Yeah. What place did you finish in User of the Year, Wigs?
I'm gonna end up like ninth.
All right, that's good enough. You're not a top eight, so you're still top.
Dude, Anri of all people is gonna finish top five. So
I have no idea what Anri does. Yeah.
It's right. Yo, Tom and I.
He's just sort of around. He's cool though.
Happy bunnies.
Tom's number 9. Tom's number 10.
Happy bunny.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom. How you like that?
Yeah. I'm winning next year, so that's fine.
Tom had to go up against
Ed. How about this non-user of the year chat?
Yeah, happy bunnies.
Happy bunnies.
Happy bunnies. Happy bunnies.
We could blame Cooch for this one.
Why?
Next user.
Anyone in the top 10 users.
Yep. I'm going to go over to the top 10. I barely recognize most of these people. I see them, but I never pay attention.
You don't
aside from ISOG.
The top 10?
Aside from ISOG. Look, I'll look through the top 10.
That's ridiculous.
You must not pay attention to shit.
I don't.
Boko!
The only game I play, the only Xbox game I play is Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare 2. I'm like, so bad. Like, I have 20 people I like. Like,
okay, wait, shut the fuck up.
Awesome.
God damn.
That's me.
I know.
Fuck, 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 and.
Okay, anyways, user of the talk.
User of the talk?
User.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go through down the people. Like, I don't pay attention to User of the Year. Like, Ed Ballas, I didn't know he existed until User of the Year talk, like this past year. I had no idea what he did.
That's pretty sad. Haven't you been here for, like, 3 years?
Yeah, I see his name, but I never looked at any of the topics. And then I realized he does everything. So, crap.
Yeah. Have you never seen the infamous Ed Ballas picture?
Bed Ellis.
Like, that was, yeah, I remember that picture.
Bed Ellis?
Yeah. That's how I first came upon him. Yeah.
Ed's an all-around nice guy. Plus, he's on Team Endgamer, so we're rooting for him.
I have no hate with him. He's just a guy who I didn't know until, like, a month and a half ago.
Okay, so, next user.
I'm going down Majin Zidane. Who?
Boko.
Boko!
That's Boko.
Best
Boko.
User ever. Boko, Boko,
Boko, Boko, Boko. Boko's awesome.
I'm easily convinced that I shouldn't be doing this podcast because of the fact that I have no idea who he is.
Good job.
It's okay. The rest of us do. The rest of us do. So that's why we're here.
I know you guys pretty much take care of all the user talk because I don't pay attention to user talk.
Okay, so yeah. Never mind.
Boko's
so
awesome.
After Boko, it's
after Boko.
Who's on your list?
Well, the ISOG, obviously we already know him. Neon Reaper. I've no
ISOG. ISOG's pretty cool. He donated $5 to the Wildlife Center for me.
I have like I have no hate for the ice hockey. He's actually one of my favorite users. Except I'm not on the show, so I make my own show. That's it.
Yeah, he's all right. He's fine. He's cool. He's cool.
He's cool. He can be a dick on his podcast, though, which can bother the fuck out of me.
Personally, but I like him a lot more on chat, like when you're just chatting with him on AIM
and
on the podcast. He likes, like, I find that with, like, certain people, sometimes they're completely different in person than they are online. And it's just like, sometimes you can't stand people. You're like, I can't stand talking to you on MSN or something like that. But you can, you're, like, their best friend in real life. But yeah, sometimes it's vice versa and stuff like that.
You know, like, you want to be someone different maybe on the board than, like, in real life.
Yeah.
I guess. I just try not to be that way. I just suck overall, so. Right, me.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, two people who agree. All right. I'll take it.
I wasn't listening.
See?
Yeah, I stopped caring.
Exactly.
Once you started talking,
you're not supposed to not care. You're just supposed to hate me.
Moving on.
Run Neon. I can't hate you. You're in charge.
Yeah, so?
Okay, I can't hate you.
Yeah, thank you. For fuck's sake. I'm like, do I really care? No. Anyway, down the list.
Neon.
Shut up. Neon?
Neon is awesome. I'm sorry. Every single podcast, I'm laughing at what he does. It's just.
I'm pretty sure Nia and I used to be on the outs. Like, we used to, like, kind of not like each other. Just because we didn't interact, but it was just a thing. And then now we do like each other, so it's cool.
Yeah, I got mad at him over a Mafia game, and I, like, hated him for a week, and then I stopped. Now I really like him.
He's all right in my book. I have no reason.
Yeah, he's really fun.
He's cool.
He was one of those guys that I knew of, but I didn't like know anything about. And then, they started doing the podcast, and it was like, dude, this guy's fucking hilarious. He's the one that carries
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I completely agree. Like, I didn't really see him around that much. Like, I didn't really know. Like, I knew who he was, but I didn't know he was a top user or anything like that. And then once the podcast rolled around, he just like boosted popularity, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah,
I think he's always really popular, though.
Yeah, I didn't know that, though.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was always wondering why he was popular.
But I think this whole thing is what's going to push him to be even more popular. Like, he was, a bunch of people knew him before because of how long he's been here, but it's like, then he just became really relevant.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
That, and everyone loves him on the podcast.
Yeah.
And he's old.
And senile or something.
Is he? Isn't he, like, in his 30s?
Yeah, shut up. Don't ruin the joke.
Anyways, are we on Anri now?
Anri.
What the fuck does this guy do?
I have no idea.
He's good at rap battles.
A lot earlier, like 4 or 5 months ago, he was making a ton of hilarious topics. He hasn't done so much now, but they're just really, really funny topics. But I mean, he's got a really devoted fan base, pretty much.
Well, he posted some of my topics. I have nothing against him. It's just like I don't know what he does specifically. Like I think he even wants to be on the podcast, this one. But I have no opinion.
I think he's pretty cool.
Okay. I like him.
Yeah.
He's part of the late nighters. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
We bullshit a lot.
Yeah, the man knows his tennis too.
I love Late Night Crew. We only post once a day, and we get it.
No, we only post once a day in that topic.
Yeah.
Late Night Crew is a lot better when I was still there.
No, the Late Night Crew.
Guys, gotta get Shaggy back.
No, because I made it.
What happened?
He was a lot
more
active when me and Digi were there.
Shaggy decided to have a life.
He got a life. He got a job.
Oh.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
I'm getting a job soon. I'm still gonna come here.
Really?
I've had
like a real job, 40 hours.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
I have a great idea for a segment.
All right,
which segment?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, okay. I'll just edit out all the boring shit, so it'll be like 1 minute long.
You mean you're just gonna edit out everything that doesn't include you talking?
So
yeah,
just
edit
out
everything except me giggling at things.
So we're pretty much just gonna hear the theme song.
That would be the best podcast ever. Just Tom giggling.
It is.
Yes. The best fun.
Wait, giggle. Giggle, everyone to laugh.
I need a soundbite.
All right,
I got an idea for a segment. Check this out. Go to Sporkle, bring up a random quiz, and we all got to do it, like, together.
Oh, God, please don't. I'm bad at these.
Random quiz?
Maybe random quiz. Oh, look. Name the top-selling video game worldwide on each of these platforms.
Okay, send it.
Oh, shit.
All right, you got 5 minutes. All right,
no,
Game
you
Boy.
Sent me the link.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I don't have it. Okay, sweet.
Copy and paste that shit. Let's do this.
I really don't think this is gonna be a good idea for a segment.
It's really not.
It's gonna make the best segment.
Okay.
Well,
one.
Other than the fact
ready?
That you're gonna hear us in the background, like, shit, I don't know what this is.
Okay, are we ready?
Why don't I just do a random quiz and we just answer one question at a time?
I already
Three,
started.
Two,
giggle
one,
for
go.
5 minutes.
Okay, you guys do it. For
okay, I started.
This is all the PlayStation ones, also.
Yeah, I don't know any of the PlayStation ones.
I haven't got the PS anything. I'm gonna try Pretty because that game is the best ever.
Yeah, it is.
I've only got 10. Jesus. Who else is going to have?
I have 6.
You don't have 11.
I have 12.
No, I won't.
Yeah,
I missed that. Do you have the DS?
I hope not.
Oh, wait, I bet you know what the DS is.
Yeah, I just got it. You want to know?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I'd never get Virtua Fighter.
Yeah, I would have never.
Nintendogs?
Pokemon, seriously? You have to name the clips.
Yeah.
Super
the Pokemon
Smash Brothers.
Pretty...
Okay,
the Pokemon
I'm saying I take them Super Mario Brothers, and it never popped up for Nintendo.
Ooh. That's because you spelled it out.
Did you spell bros?
No,
or did you just spell brothers?
You typed the 3-2
pass. Those bros. Oh my
Seriously,
god.
Nintendogs? Nintendogs?
Yeah, that surprised me, but the Sims?
No, I knew it was going to be something like Picross.
Sims
DS
makes sense.
No.
I was expecting it to be like World of Warcraft.
I thought
it was
like Doom.
Or StarCraft.
I thought StarCraft. Missed. That was my guess.
I missed DS. I missed Super Nintendo because I'm stupid. I missed PC. I missed all the PlayStations, and I missed Sega Saturn.
I missed Game Boy, and Game Boy Advance, GameCube. Melee flew over my head.
Melee was easy.
That flew over my head. I had Nintendo fucking spelling. DS, Nintendogs. That makes sense. 4-8 was like riding its nuts when it came out.
No way.
Yeah, it was.
I missed PS3, PC, DS, PlayStation, PSP, and Saturn.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get any of the PlayStation consoles.
I
was so happy I got Sonic Adventure for Dreamcast.
I got Gran Turismo. That was like my Dark Horse one that pulled out of my ass at the very end.
High five, everyone who got Sonic Adventure.
Yes. Yeah.
I was just like,
Sonic.
Sonic.
I didn't know like the whole name of the title, like Sonic 3D. I'm like, no, it's not Sonic 3D.
I was going to type in Sonic Adventure Battle, but I didn't even get a chance to type in Battle.
Oh, yeah, because it came out. That's a GameCube game.
I know. Sonic Adventure Battle 2 is awesome.
Yes, it is. It's my like third favorite game. Third or fourth.
High five.
It's so fun.
It is pretty, you know. Yeah. Metal Harbor is a great song.
This got me looking in to see what other things there were. Mario Kart 64 is the second most sold game for Nintendo 64.
I guess Mario Kart 64.
And then GoldenEye. I'm surprised Zelda...
GoldenEye.
Zelda is like... a full almost 4 million behind Super Mario 64.
Are you serious? Ocarina of Time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez. And Super Smash.
Yeah, I tried Zelda for the Wii, Twilight Princess, but
yeah, I tried it first, and then I was like,
yeah,
oh, yeah, Wii Sports.
That probably would have won if Wii Sports wasn't there.
Yeah,
dude.
So obvious.
So
though, like Wii Sports.
Maybe Mario Galaxy.
Melee barely beat out Mario Kart Double Dash.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Double Dash 4.
By 0.09 of a million. So, like, 90,000.
Guys, I totally guessed that Game Boy Advance Mario Kart game. That one, you know, is tripping.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Mario
so,
GBA game.
The Pokemons were givens. Like, those were the first ones I got.
I completely forgot about Pokemon. That's...
And technically, that's crap. Since they have Tetris sold 35 million
yeah,
for
see,
Game Boy.
I typed in Tetris.
For Game Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to this wiki list, Tetris sold 35 million.
No.
Pokemon Red and Blue sold 20.68 million together. So I don't know where that 31's coming
green.
From.
Green.
Oh, well, yeah, green.
That
and
green.
The most missed, the most gotten was Halo 3 and Halo 2.
Yeah, I got that one.
I
didn't even think of Halo 3.
Well,
it went to the 360, so you'd have to assume.
It was like the console that everyone bought for the 360. I figured that would be it.
I bet you Virtua Fighter was the most missed. Yep, it was.
Virtua Fighter 2?
Let's see. Okay, so this is where it's bullshit, because Wii Sports has sold 63 million copies. according to this. What does it even say there? Yeah, well, that's a 61. But the next closest one, which is something that doesn't come with it, is Wii Play at 27 million.
Those don't even count.
Well, Wii Play theoretically buy it, right?
Ugh.
I'm sorry, we buy it still.
God, Wii.
That's why freaking Wii Sports shouldn't count, because it comes with it. So
it's not. It doesn't count. They just put that on.
Well, because I always see it like on the VG charts too. It's like Wii Sports equals. They count it as a game with along with the console. Like, so I always.
Where's Twilight Princess on that? On the
for
Wii.
What, Wii? 12.
Yeah, 12.
Well, let me see. Yeah, it's not because it's not.
That's
in the
ridiculous.
Top 10.
Where's no more?
Well, because all the games in front of it are either the Wii, you know, like the Wii standard.
Yeah, stuff.
Is Galaxy in front of it?
Yeah, Galaxy is. Uh-huh. Galaxy is ninth or something. No. Yeah,
and then everything
Sonic
else
and Mario
is like
Wii. Zelda.
Brawl is eighth.
Yeah, I guess Brawl for Wii, but whoops.
Mario Party 8 is getting Twilight Princess. It's really sad.
Yeah, that sucks.
What was second for GameCube again? Oh yeah, Double Dash. That's right.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I actually thought Mario Kart DS would win the DS.
I guessed that. Yeah.
That was a fun.
I took him like.
It was the first big DS game.
I don't know any games on the DS, so I'm like Elite Beat Agents and that Nintendo is that brain game, that brain age.
Final Fantasy VII was a full million in sales behind Gran Turismo for PlayStation.
Really weird. I mean,
I guessed the Final Fantasies for PlayStation.
Yeah,
that didn't
yeah,
work.
In order, I'm like,
yeah.
6, 7, 8.
I was like Final Fantasy 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's crazy that Gran Turismo 3 is the second highest selling game
yeah,
for
that,
PlayStation 2.
Donk.
Especially with
that.
Like Final Fantasy 10. Damn, it beat Final Fantasy 10 by 8 million.
That's ridiculous.
And it beat Grand Theft Auto 3 by 7, like almost a full. It almost doubled it pretty much.
I guessed Grand Theft Auto. I should have got a point for that.
Wow.
I guessed 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know the names of the games.
Yeah, no one really does.
Metal Gear Solid 2 beat Metal Gear Solid 3.
So anyways, do we want to change topic here, or are we going to continue talking about games?
Are we even going to keep this in?
Yeah, sure, why not? It's actually interesting
I would
talk.
I would keep it, but the fact is we spent like 5 minutes not talking, except we're all like, ugh.
No, that part's
well,
funny,
you can,
though.
You can cut that out, and then we can go.
Yeah,
I'm going to
cut that. I'm going to cut out, like, this podcast started out shitty, and then it actually became moderate. Variable, so
okay.
Yeah, it's something to talk about.
Yeah,
like, I'm lucky I hit random game and got a video game quiz instead of like I hit it now. I'm gonna get name the movies, some of their numerical hints.
Yeah, we'll see. This
I
is
like
how
this section.
Well, this
as long
is
as
how
it's a good...
I win. I talk alone.
As long as it's a topic that we all agree on, or a Sporkle quiz that we all agree on.
Yeah,
yeah,
it'll be
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, I like that. We'll keep that segment. Sporkle quiz. We'll just edit out the boring 5 minute part. I don't know.
Oh, well,
then
dude,
we can talk about
yeah,
ridiculous
when you were,
stuff.
Well, when you were telling me that you wanted to make a podcast, I was hoping like you wouldn't want to just go specifically into board related things, because that gets old real fast.
It gets boring,
yeah. When there's nothing to talk about on the board.
Yeah, the weird thing is like if you don't want to talk about board 8, but we're all on board, like shit.
Did you just fall?
The thing is, people listening to the podcast want to hear about themselves.
Exactly. That's why I wanted to name random users.
So it's a good idea to have some board 8
yeah.
stuff in there.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not saying don't talk about it at all. I'm saying
yeah.
like can't
not the whole thing.
You have to talk about it because that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But
I don't know. I just feel
because we're there every day. Like, but I prefer it like if we talk about other stuff too. Like we can talk
yeah.
about video games. We can talk about music or sports or whatever. You know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Gary Coleman and how short he is. And now he's dead.
What you talking about, Willis?
Ooh.
Is it too soon? Ooh. Too soon?
No. You know, I feel really sad for that Slipknot bassist name that people, for some reason, associate him as the third death. They're like, yeah, the Slipknot bassist, he's the third death. People don't even have a name.
What like, the fuck was that? A pterodactyl?
Fuck.
But, no, who was the third
That,
who was the third person? Anyone? Dennis Hopper, right?
No, it was Dennis Hopper, Gary Coleman, and And everyone's stretching out the third guy. It's like Dio.
Jose Lima.
Dio, or whoever it is.
Yeah.
Some guy.
Yeah, Jose Lima died, too.
Who?
Ball player on the Mets, like, a couple years ago.
Wait.
No, he didn't die.
He didn't die recently. What the hell?
No, he died recently. He was, like, last week.
You just said two years ago.
No, he was saying he played on the Mets a couple years
ago. Okay, never mind. You're right.
Yeah.
Retard.
Jose Lima? Lima time?
Adriana?
Lima time.
Lima.
I like Lima.
Who was they? Can you see?
It's about a Spanish guy?
His name's Jose, bro.
Jose.
Oh, wait. Oh. I got a segue. Sorry. Sir Ron Lionheart interview next. All right, Board 8. Now, you can thank me later, but I actually got the man himself, Sir Ron Lionheart, with me for an interview. So, suck it, Ice Hawk. Sir Ron, say hi.
Hello, this is Sir Ron Lionheart.
Sir Ron, I'm really glad you were able to get on here. I know you're not using your, you know, official YouTube voice, I would say, but for the audience, would you mind doing it once?
Huh?
Really? Are we really going to do this right now, Sir Ron?
Oh, what the?
All right, whatever. I'll let you be, but eventually, you're going to have to say your patented Saran shit, so do it.
Hello, this is Saran Lionheart.
Alright, now we're in business. No, Saran, I know you've done a lot of Let's Plays. I think you've done over like a dozen so far. But can you tell me what's one of your more favorite Let's Plays?
Let's play Sonic the Hedgehog, the Porcupine, the Guinea Pig, the Fantastic Onion Ring, the Rolling Spiky Blue, Heavy Metal Pinball.
Well, that sounds pretty fantastic. So, Saran, what's up?
Where am I?
You know what, Saran, just one more slip. Fuck it.
Ha ha! Yes, hello, this is Saran Lionheart with special fantastic guest.
Mulan.
You know what, Saran, no, it's too late. I'm done with you. First, you fuck around, and then you decide to bring Mulan, even though I told you that she doesn't need to be involved, because she's not the star, so screw that.
Oh, what the?
Yeah, oh, what the indeed. So, I'm done. This interview's done. Sorry, Board 8. Fuck this. I'm done. That's it. I'm done.
Games.
Yeah.
Oh, we should play some Who's Line games. I bet we'd go.
Oh God,
off.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's only talk in questions.
Let's do it. We'll go down in order.
That was the question. Was it?
You already.
Okay, go.
Go.
Tom, you're up.
What's up, Wiggs?
Do you like to know Lynch?
Don't you know what I think about No Lynch by now?
Didn't you think that you should have No Lynched in that game yet last week when you didn't?
What game was there where I didn't know Lynch?
Wasn't it the game where you were doctor night one, and then you died the next day?
Didn't I die night two?
Wasn't there at the time?
Wiggs is out.
Oh.
Okay. Who's next? Who's next? Then.
What's up?
What's up with you?
I asked you first, tell me. Son of a bitch. Fuck my life.
The best of this game.
Bestie.
All right. Okay. So, Tom, how many dicks in your ass do you like at a time?
Do I have to have any?
I heard you liked at least three.
What?
That's not a question.
Sorry, I was just trying to get the facts out.
I thought you liked
just trying to get the facts out.
Tom's a pro.
He's good. Benji.
How are you doing today?
That's too long.
Easiest question.
Ermine
who?
Benji.
Menji.
Menji, are you Porcupine?
What is that?
How is the porcupine?
Oh God.
Tom Ermine.
Why would you light all those orphans on fire, Ermine?
Why wouldn't I?
Isn't that The most despicable thing to do?
Do you believe it is?
Who doesn't believe it is?
Menji. Oh, fuck it. I was trying to. Oh, fuck it.
Wigs.
Oh. Did you hear that Ermine was a sex offender?
Isn't he that guy who likes animals?
Isn't he that guy, though, who raped you that one time?
Can you be more specific?
Do you remember June 1st, 1979?
Is that the time of the popsicle?
Wasn't that when Woodstock was going on, or was that the 60s?
Are you sure it wasn't the 50s?
When was that?
Wouldn't it have been after the 40s?
Wait, when were the 40s? Were they after the
20s? Wigs, repeat your question.
When were the 40s? After the 20s?
Shouldn't they be after the 30s?
But aren't the 30s also after the 20s?
Done.
No.
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 All right, my turn? All right. Yeah. Is your name Jeremy?
What do you want it to be?
What do you want it to be?
Don't you think I want it to be whatever you want it to be?
Don't you think that's kind of being a little bit bored coming on to me?
I'm not sure that's being a little redundant.
Is that a question?
That wasn't a question.
Who said I had to ask a question?
Isn't that the game we're playing?
What game are you playing?
Shut up, wait.
Don't you watch Whose Line?
Are you asking me?
No, no. Oh, Jeremy, no. Oh, Wigs are out?
Am I out? I don't know.
Yeah, you're out.
Oh, now
I'm out. Is Wigs out?
Mindfuck. Krusty.
Why is it so fucking hot here?
Isn't it obvious?
Is it?
Don't you think it's not a coincidence that once I entered the room, it became so hot?
Shit.
So hot. So...
Menji.
Menji's up.
What's your best quality?
Wouldn't you know?
Why would I?
Weren't you the one that... Son of a bitch.
How long is this game going to go anyway?
I don't know. Until it got really boring.
Oh, 1,000 points to everyone.
How do you like to bake the tomatoes under sun-baked rising sun?
What the?
What color are the potatoes?
Aren't they tomatoes?
Oh, they're tomatoes?
Do you want them to be tomatoes?
They're not.
Why can't they be potatoes?
I thought you were thinking about potatoes, weren't you?
Can you have my penis?
Was
no?
I?
Just like sabotaging the game.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
I just felt like hitting shit. Done.
Did I win?
1,000 points to everybody.
1,000 points to everyone. 2,000 points for Tom. He was actually good.
Can this be a segment next time? We'll have a Whose Line segment.
I like it.
We should do like
we can do a random game. Some Whose Line.
Like send people roles and they have to like be somebody. Like you are ulti and you got to act like ulti.
Oh god.
Oh.
I'm Doc.
Oh, that's asking for bad news.
Yeah.
That'll be fun, though.
You'll get modded right away.
Oh, yeah.
He's got connections.
I wear a shirt.
He is important, people. Better watch out.
Fags.
Like, this should just be the whole show.
Should.
What should?
Like who's how we don't mold it.
Like a Whose Line?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You have a Whose Line section. That makes it a lot more fun.
Well, no, we have to have general talk about where we bullshit about whatever, and then we go into the fun stuff like the random Sporkle quiz, and
oh, yeah.
The Whose Line segment.
And I'll try to get an interview with more famous people. Live. Yes.
So did we even have an interview today?
Yeah, Sir Ron.
Oh.
Okay, I don't know if you guys like him, but apparently Board 8 loves his nuts, so I got him.
No, he has a small following. Not everyone loves him. Well, a lot of people think he's a douchebag, and that he's not a great.
Everyone's begging to know.
Shine get VR whore. Huh? We get a shine whore.
A shine.
Yeah, Shine will love us.
He would.
He will.
Yeah. All
right. Shine loves me right now.
I thought you meant you'd interview a random user.
I could do that too, but I figured for my first podcast, I'd get some star power to actually have people listen to it.
Dude, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
I figure like someone who actually, who the Board 8, you know, people would never even check out Serious Business. They'd be like, what, Sir Ron interview? Cooch does it. What the fuck? Like, seriously.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty cool.
I figured that'd be the like, thing that would hook people in.
We've got like everyone covered right now. We got Tom, the really nice guy.
Like,
we got
Wings, the popular
guy. Then we got me, the freaky animal guy. And then we got Crassy, the guy who's angry at everybody. And
not angry at everybody.
And then we got Menji, who's Menji.
Menji.
I'm Menji.
I'm the one who's attempting to keep us on schedule of some sort.
Yeah. Plus you could be a regular, too. I mean, no.
What do you mean? What do you mean, could be a regular?
Could be.
The show could get canceled. I mean, poor ratings.
Don't want to go down the crapper.
That won't stop us.
Yeah, you're right.
It won't stop us.
We'll have like 12 views a week, and that's all us.
No, our goal should be to have this be a one-post topic, and then they have to talk about it in the series.
Yes.
That'd be amazing. Nobody post.
Nobody. Sounds like a plan. Whoever's listening, don't post.
Yeah.
Hey, just post this randomly at like post this shit randomly at like 4 a.m, but with a random ass name, so no one knows what it is. But then link to the podcast. Count. And then link to the podcast and. Don't even worry about it.
Or you could have
just leave it. Yeah, but
you could have a survey says how many people do you think listen to this podcast? And then when you ask the people, it'll say no. And you'll have
what
0%.
Podcast?
I don't want to do a friggin' survey says. I gotta find a way to put guest hosts, but personally, I just don't give a fuck. Like anyone could just join. No more than six. No more than six.
Five's good.
Yeah, it'd get too crazy then. I think.
Well, we have six now. But Menji's half
well,
person.
We have like five and a half.
It's pretty much four because Tom only talks sometimes and he giggles a lot, and then Menji's just there when we ask him.
Yeah, but Menji plays it off. I had a whole hour devoted to bashing Menji, but since the show actually picked up.
Yeah, since we all started talking.
Yeah. Sorry, Menji. I love you still.
We love you, Menji.
We all love Menji.
Yeah.
I don't.
Let's talk about Menji, actually, as a user. What do you think of him?
Menji was a jerk. I mean, Menji's awesome.
Menji is a poop head. But he's cool.
Menji's on a poo cast.
Yeah, fuck this. We're done. All right.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, Seeking.
Fuck yeah, Seeker.
Fuck yeah, Seeker. Sun-baked tomatoes.
Fuck boardies, win bitches.
Stay classy all of the day. Fuck you, Board 8.
I love tomatoes.
Say a catchphrase or something, that's it. Like, show me potato salad. There's mine.
No. It's been done.
Yeah, no. I don't like it.
No?
Cheat commandos, rock on!
What?
Alright.
No.
Is anybody gonna like this?
Nope.
I will.
No.
I mean,
other than us that have been on it
for the past 2.5
I'm gonna love this. This is the best thing ever.
You know what? Endgamer's probably gonna love this.
Yeah, I bet Endgamer will like it.
I love Endgamer. He's gonna love it.
He is.
Because we love Endgamer. We should get Endgamer on.
Endgamer is the best of all time. Like, really. He's great. I'm not kidding.
He's super awesome.
You can trust me.
When have I ever lied?
Trust me, Cooch.
He is the shit.
I don't know. You thought this podcast was going to be a good idea, but it sucks ass.
I know.
So I would take that as a lie.
I'm also their best customer.
Yeah.
What?
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 All right, Board 8. Buckle.
Cast.
Majin Zaidane.
Sun-dried tomatoes.